This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
All right, welcome back, Nation. We're live at Smoky Maze Barbecue in Mansfield. And next time you get a hankering for some real Texas barbecue, if you're in the area, this is the place you want to get to. It's time now for Mike Likes It, and here he is, Baskey.
All right, we've done it all year. Let's keep it going. So we go around the NFL here, and we bet the games, and I don't know why. I'm not saying I feel confident at all, but I do want to pick these games. As Gavin, you're really up $400 on me this year. I've already paid you $200, so I say you're up $200. Jeff's up 150, but I say he's only up 50 because I've already paid him 100. So this has been a pretty bad year.
Yeah, it's been a rough run.
And I don't want to bet a whole bunch of money today. I'm just going to tell you I would like to bet. I would like to pick a few games against you guys, but I just can't feel confident doing like a two-on-one. Like, even if you like, if you pick the Eagles today and you wanted to do, because I think it's like 3-1 for them. Like, if you wanted to just pick the Eagles and win straight up, I believe it's like a 3-1 bet.
Is it that big?
I can't do that. Like, if you want to try to do that with Jeff, because I know Jeff feels confident.
Yeah,
about
I wouldn't take that.
Okay,
yeah.
You could win $300 to a $100 bet if you wanted to.
Tempting.
If you pick the Eagles to win straight up, I don't have those lines pulled up. I did look at them earlier. I would like to take the Colts for $25.
We cranked it up five.
At a whole five extra bucks. They are plus 5.5 at Kansas City. I don't want to do a whole bunch, but I just, as much as I love the Chiefs and love watching Pat Mahomes and I actually want them to win the game, I think the smart money is to take what the Colts are doing lately and not say they're going to win outright, because I believe that was plus 190, so it's almost a 2-1 bet. I can't do that. I don't want to do that. But I do like the points that the Colts are getting for $25.
I'm with you as well, man. I'm gonna bet that the Kansas City misery continues. I just think the Colts cover well and they tackle incredibly well. Okay. So there's not going to be anything easy against them. I don't think the big plays are going to be flying. You're going to have to look at an explosive Chiefs offense. It's going to have to dial things back and take things a little bit more in stride than they're used to.
Would I need somebody to say yes to this one. Would somebody like to be on the other side?
Oh, I wouldn't to, but neither one of us is afraid.
Once we're in the playoffs and I'm up, I'm willing to let you bet as much as you want on any wager up to the amount owed. So it's all you, bro. You're at the driver's wheel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will take the Colts $25.
Come on.
Against both of you?
Yeah.
Sure.
That puts me at $50 on the
Colts. You have lost your confidence. This is a small amount of money.
I know.
You've been on the Colts all week long.
I know. I feel like the Colts are going to win, honestly, but I'm just.
I got Kansas City. What am I laying?
How five many? And a half.
Minus 5.5. Okay. Bring it on. I ain't scared of you.
Okay. So I'm going to move past the Cowboys game.
You don't have to.
I think the smart thing, or could be, you could middle the hell out of me and be even, right?
Yeah.
Because if right now I have the Cowboys against Mike, it's 7.5-1. We made the bet 2 months ago, right? Just to refresh you. So that 100 of the 200 you owe me is reserved for that. You could bet 100 on the Cowboys plus 7, and if the Rams would win by less than 7, we would be totally even.
Yes.
You would wipe the slate clean with just 3 games to go, Mike. I mean,
I got you. You are making all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. If I didn't feel like my private parts were in my throat right now doing this segment because of how many times I've lost lately on these bets, it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it takes worst case scenario down $200 for you. Like the worst it could be is $750. If you just leave it alone, it could go over $1,000. You got to play a little defense here, bro.
Mike. Gavin, I'll bet you on the Cowboys.
Yeah, you guys talk about
– I'll take the Rams, and I don't believe I'm going to win, but, man, I like gambling.
Yeah, let's do that for a couple $100.
Oh, no, let's not
do that
at all.
How much are you guys doing that?
Yeah, no, okay, so I got the Rams minus 7 for $20 with Gavin. Yeah, with $20 there.
Good. All right. That game takes it off the books for me because I don't want you – I will say this. This is probably stupid of me because Schwartzy likes the Patriots. There's a lot of numbers you had earlier today in the show, Gavin, that say the Patriots – cover, especially at home in the divisional round. I would like $20 on the Chargers plus 4. Just 20.
Okay. Yeah, that's
so
that's
you actually
fun, yeah.
get the Patriots. Hey. I don't know where you were leaning, honestly.
I would be leaning Chargers.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think there's a decent chance they go in there and get the victory. I love them with the points. But again, as I said,
Yeah.
I want to give you a chance to get even.
I just want $20. I don't know how I'm going to get even. I guess, obviously, if the Cowboys lose, then I get $100.
I shouldn't be so accommodating.
I'm scared. It's funny because I want the Cowboys to win really bad. I'm just like, that's going to be like, yay, the Cowboys win. And then I'm like, oh, here's $1,000, Gavin.
It's like, a nightmare for you right now. Yeah. This is why a lot of experienced gamblers would, you know, maybe advise against continuing with a hobby like this. But
okay, so you guys, how do you feel about the Chargers-Patriots game, Jeff?
I think the Chargers are going to beat the Patriots. I think the Chargers are better than the Patriots. The Patriots have been here a million times before, and is this right? They're 8-0 at home this year.
Yeah.
So I may be stupid to think the Chargers are going to beat them. And I'm willing to bet either way because I don't care. I'm here for action.
All right. I can't. I'm just doing $20 on that game. If you guys want to bet it at all, go ahead.
No, I'm good. I think the Chargers on paper are significantly better, but it's just Belichick with an extra week of preparation.
Do you want to guarantee yourself a split and bet on the Patriots against me?
I'm good. No, I'm good. Okay. Yeah.
Then we get to the last game, Eagles at Saints, New Orleans -8. I guess if you guys are going to make me pick this one, I will take the New Orleans Saints -8. I do think that this is going to be a 10-point or more victory.
Well, I think it's my turn, so I'll take the Eagles +8 there. $20 with Mike. You get the Eagles and 8 points, and I can deal with that.
Okay, so I'm not betting a whole bunch. I know that's the way I feel about it. I don't feel confident right now.
So I want to know from you, are you going to be willing to go big if the Cowboys do get to the conference championship game to try to get even? Are you going to be looking to go double or nothing?
I might quit my job.
Oh, no. What a weird plan.
I might quit this segment of like, guys, here it is. Yeah. We have 2 games left to get to the Super Bowl. You guys tell me how confident you are, and you guys put money on the line.
That's the way I felt at the end of the year last year when things had snowballed the wrong way for me over about a 4-week period, and I think I had to give you like $300 or $400 or something. Yeah. And I was just like, no, I don't want to continue gambling. I want this to be over with.
Honestly, just to let you know, if the Cowboys win, I am going to have to get a check from FanDuel. And then when I get that check from FanDuel, then you will get your money.
Oh, you want to sign that over to me so Sue doesn't have to see the transactions going?
Yeah.
Pay to the order of?
Yeah. Yeah, she's not listening.
Surely somebody who listens knows your wife and has told on you for gambling. She's got to know.
If she does, she's been very nice and hasn't said anything. I do have other Mike likes it here, kind of football related. Okay. Did you guys see Tim Tebow got engaged?
I did, yeah. Congrats to him.
Miss Universe.
Night that's going to be.
Like, wow.
Good things come to those who wait, I guess.
Yeah. So Tim Tebow.
I loved his quote about it, though. He was like, I always knew I would find somebody who loved people unconditionally and was willing to help those who couldn't help you back. And like,
and there's a pageant person that was the one he found?
I suppose so. Yeah. Okay. He really feels like he found that individual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I like the Deadspin headline, which just said, not Tim Tebow engaged or whatever. It just said, Tim Tebow to have sex soon.
Yeah.
That's their headline.
Yeah, scratching that off the old bucket list pretty soon.
And then I guess, you know what, I just want to go. The Colts-Chiefs game is just so exciting to me because of Patrick Mahomes. If he goes out there and I lose this bet, I lose this bet because I'm not betting a whole bunch on it because my heart wants to root for Pat Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl. Just how fun and exciting he is to play. If he does go out there and put up another 4 or 5 touchdowns and figures out, hopefully their defense figures out a way to hold the Colts down enough. Like this dude, you've already said, Gavin, that the sky's
the
limit, that he's going to be considered of this era, the greatest quarterback of this era coming up. But if he wins this game and breaks that Chiefs curse and gets the AFC championship game, like I hope this is happening for Pat Mahomes.
It's so rare that a guy gets to kind of be a little bit of a hot dog at quarterback, right? Because the job requires so much, but he's so good at it, and apparently he's been practicing the no-look pass.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't something that just came all of a sudden in a game, but it's something that he kind of works on in practice. So, like, he is inventing ways to do things that other people haven't. And the last time I saw that was Aaron Rodgers, you know, when he showed up with a bag of tricks that was new. And it was obvious that this guy puts in so much hard work, not to just do all the fundamental stuff and read the defenses and know everything. But I've been here for so long, now I'm bored. We're going to start learning how to hot dog in practice.
Yeah, and how about this? There were 89 touchdowns thrown by those two quarterbacks combined.
Wow.
This year, 50 and 39. The top two quarterbacks to throw touchdown passes are facing each other before the Cowboy game. So I know weather, it'll be wet, it'll be cold. There could be snow during the game. But if both of those guys start getting on a roll, I think you could see something like we saw in the Rams-Chiefs game, 54-51. I don't know if it'll get that high where you'll have a over-under of 100. It's pretty low for what you have in the Colts and Chiefs. It's only 56.5, and I think the weather is the reason that that number is coming down on the over-under.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.